Good afternoon, Patriots. My name is Praying Medic, and this is my Q-Thread for Tuesday, February 26th. Those of you following along at home, you can find Q-Posts on QAnon.pub, also QMap.pub and other websites. If you have an Android device and you'd like to get Q-Alerts on your phone, you can get Q-Drops and Q-Alerts in the Play Store. My theme for this broadcast is Who is Next to Fall? Q posted this on the 24th. They never thought Crooked Hillary would lose. So many disastrous mistakes made, returning power to the people, Q+. And I've said this before, we believe Q+ to be the president. I'm going to go back a little bit in time, December 14th of 2017. Q posted this, and it's good to keep this in mind. Q wrote, "Shall we play a game? Find the spiders and build the web." And in parentheses, we have the map. "Remember, they consider you to be the fly, especially the feeder. Remember, they never thought she was going to lose," talking about Hillary Clinton. "Therefore, because they never thought she was going to lose, they never thought investigations and or public interest into their criminal acts would be exposed or investigated. Therefore, they never thought they had anything to fear. Therefore, they openly showcased their symbolism. Therefore, they were sloppy. Everyone is connected. How about a nice game of chess?" Q. All right. This is a much longer post. I just clipped out part of it to get to the relevant parts of it. Q posted a graphic of Bill Maher and some information about a production company that he has called Kid Love Productions, and some memes about things that Maher has said about pedophilia that are not terribly funny. In one meme, he said, "She is in jail because she's in love. That's how I view it." This is Maher talking about a Seattle school teacher convicted of having sex with a 12-year-old student and getting pregnant by him. And then Q wrote, "Those who are the loudest." Q posted a tweet by the president, and the president tweeted, "I have instructed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He fully agrees not to allow Hoda Muthana back into the country. She is a so-called ISIS bride who wants to come back into the states after the war." Q wrote, "Ask yourself a simple question. Should a woman who travels to Syria to support and encourage jihad against the West deserve to live? Ask yourself a simpler question. If brainwashed by ISIS terrorists, her husband and close proximity fighters, could the same woman be tasked and trained to carry out a terrorist act upon her return? Why did ISIS launch a social media campaign designed to attract US and UK and other foreign nationals to join their cause? Logical thinking, Q." Well, it seems obvious that they would recruit people in the UK and the United States because they might want to have people domestically pull off terrorist attacks. Q posted links to a couple of tweets by Patton Oswalt. Here's one of them. "The angry at tweets from my Hammertoad followers opened my eyes. Pedophobe shaming hurts us all. I am a proud pedophile." Then Q writes, "Who will be next to fall post Weinstein? Big name coming. Nobody is safe. Dark to light. These people are sick." Q. One of the Anons posted a tweet, which is actually a fake tweet by Patton Oswalt. It says, "Went on a hunt and caught these tasty morsels, booyah." And then there's a comment ping pong tag on the end of this tweet. This is actually a fake tweet. The actual tweet says something different. Q reposted that tweet without confirming that it was legitimate, because it isn't. And Q wrote, "You are on the right track." Another Anon posted the link to the actual tweet, and with that picture, the caption is, "Selfie at the Teen Titans Go movie premiere, booyah." So the Anon wrote, "Once again, we're about to look like liars. The tweet Q posted is fake, and people are going to start spreading it all over the place. When something real does drop, nobody is going to believe it because we've already spread fake stuff several times. How do we get the word out to people who don't lurk here on the board to not start sending out fake stuff? We can't unless Q corrects it." And there's a link to the original tweet. Q responded, "You are on the right track," as in quotes. Example, the video clip, regarding the Krasenstein brothers being paid to shill against the president. Think about the context, think big picture, think connections, define map. The truth can always be found. Q. So what was Q talking about? Well, a lot of possibilities. Sometimes we do take things out of context. The Krasenstein brothers video is a good example. That video is actually a parody, and some people have taken that out of context. This tweet up here is a fake tweet. Wouldn't be hard for people to circulate this around on social media and then discredit what we're doing. One Anon said this, I agree with the Anon, this gives the enemy easy ammunition to discredit Q. If the mainstream media posted a fake image, we would attack it as fake news. Now we need to work twice as hard to prove it if, as Q said, we are the news now. This Anon said, yep, my concern as well that they have booby traps set for us to take the bait and make us look like conspiracy theorists. We have to rely on Q for the true bits. And this Anon said, map equals connections between the people. It's always about the players and the people and the money that connects them. Early in Q's mission, he had the Anons create graphics almost on a daily basis. A graphic contained all of his posts to that point. This is a graphic that was created on November 9th. It had all of Q's posts up until that point. And Q said there was a coordinated effort to misdirect the people who were reading his drops. He wrote, guide to reading the crumbs necessary to continue. Attached graphic is correct. Linked graphics are incorrect and false. Graphic is necessary and vital. Then down below, Q wrote, what is a map? Why is a map useful? What is a legend? Why is a legend useful? What is a sequence? Why is this relevant? When does a map become a guide? So on November 9th, there are actually three graphics created. Every time Q would post, an Anon would create a new graphic, including the new posts. And this was the guide that the Anons would use to decode what Q was saying. All right, so when you think about the map, just think about a graphic that contains all of Q's posts. And at this point, Q's map would contain almost 2,900 posts. It would be a massive map. Q also wrote this. This is on November 23rd of 2017. Make the connection. The map currently has 43 confirmed connections. Important to understand. When this breaks, many won't swallow. Mainstream media is not trusted. You are the voice. We are here to help guide. Future proofs past. You are the calm before and during the storm. Q. All right. Q wrote, the truth can always be found. If we're going to find the truth, we must make the connections provided in all of Q's posts. Cheryl Atkinson wrote an article citing a couple of career intelligence insiders who had some interesting recommendations for Attorney General William Barr regarding the prosecution of corruption in government. Q linked to that article. You might want to check it out. It is kind of interesting. It's on the Hill. Dear Attorney General Barr, advice from insiders. Then one of the Anons created a graphic of a zero delta. President tweeted out, China trade deal and more in advanced stages. Relationship between our two countries is very strong. I have therefore agreed to delay U.S. tariff hikes. Let's see what happens. That was tweeted on February 25th at 3:12 p.m. Q posted, you are on the right track at the exact same time, plus or minus a few seconds. Q responded, just another day at the office. Just another zero delta. The president is in Vietnam now. He just landed about a half hour ago. Last night, Q posted, the arrival team is reporting light rain, and posted a picture. And we believe all of these pictures are originals, because if you search for them with any search engine, you won't find any other copies of them. Q posted three links to articles about Cardinal Pell and his conviction regarding child sex abuse, and wrote, many more to come, dark to light, Q. Q then posted this. It is a picture when Ruth Bader Ginsburg traveled to Vietnam to do some teaching there. And Q has said, I hear Hanoi is educational, Q. And you can look for articles on that regarding Ruth Bader Ginsburg and what she did while she was in Vietnam. Q then posted a link to an article announcing that the Senate failed to pass a bill that would protect the lives of babies that survived abortion. Q wrote, "These people are sick and evil." And Anon posted this, "Last bread. If a baby is born alive, doesn't he or she have automatic entitlement as a human being to life-saving measures? If a baby is born alive, isn't it murder to kill him or her? Why was this bill ever needed? Don't doctors take the Hippocratic Oath to save lives?" And Q responded, "The president is currently evaluating legal options regarding an executive order. Watch the news. How can anyone support such evil?" Q. Then Q posted, "Test 3 last night." I'm guessing Q is either testing a new device or a new connection over in Vietnam. This Anon wrote, "IPs on Air Force One must be tough to navigate." So be encouraged, patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Praying Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.